Our first lesson is Revelation chapter 12. And a great sign was seen in heaven, a woman arrayed with the sun and the moon underneath her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And being with child, she cried, travailing and pained to bring forth. And another sign was seen in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his heads 7 diadems. And his tail dragged the third part of the stars of heaven, and cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to bring forth, that after she had brought forth, he might devour her child. And she brought forth a son, a male, who was to shepherd all nations with a staff of iron. And her offspring was caught up to God and his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, that they may nourish her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and they did not prevail. And their place was not found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, the ancient serpent called the devil and Satan, who seduces the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a great voice saying in heaven, Now has come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers is cast down, who accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him through the blood of the Lamb and through the word of their testimony. And they did not love their soul even to death. For this be merry, ye heavens, and ye who dwell in a tabernacle in them. Woe to those who dwell in the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, knowing that he has but a brief time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who brought forth the male child. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished there for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a river after the woman, that he might make her to be engulfed by the river. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the river which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was angry with the woman and went away to make war with the rest of her seed, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. We read further from True Christian Religion, parts of number 113. The angels said, We are from a society of heaven which is called Michael, and we were commanded by the Lord to descend to the place Armageddon. When those assembled there heard of our having entered the houses, they said to one another, What are they doing among those lads? Let us send some of us there and put them out. They did send a number, and when these came, they said, What took you into these houses? Where do you come from? By authority, we order you to leave. But we answered, You cannot give that order by authority. Here you have no power or authority except by cunning, and that will not prevail. Go then and tell your comrades that we are sent here from heaven to find out if you have religion or if you have none. And if none, you will be cast out of this place. Go then and put to them this question, which contains the veriest essential of the church and of heaven. In the Lord's Prayer, what do the words mean? Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Then one of them, who could make himself appear like an angel of light, and who had been deputed by the others to speak with us, said, You have proposed that we open our minds to our understanding of the first words of the Lord's Prayer. Therefore, I say to you that this is our understanding of them, that we ought to pray to the Father. And as Christ is our mediator, and as it is through his merit that we are saved, that we ought to pray to God the Father from faith in Christ's merit. But then we said to them, we are from the heavenly society called Michael, and we have been sent to see you and inquire whether you who are assembled over there have any religion or not. For the idea of God enters into everything of religion, and by means of it, man is conjoined with God, and by means of conjunction, he is saved. We in heaven say that prayer daily, in the same way as men do on earth. And in doing so, we are not thinking of God the Father, for he is invisible, but we think of him in his divine human, because in that he is visible. And in the human, by you he is called Christ, but by us he is called the Lord. In this way it is that to us the Lord is the Father in the heavens. Moreover, the Lord has taught that he and the Father are one, that the Father is in him and he in the Father, that whoever sees him sees the Father, and again, that no one comes to the Father except through him. Also, that it is the will of the Father that men should believe in the Son, and that whoever does not believe in the Son shall not see life, and even that the wrath of God abides on him. All this makes it clear that approach to the Father is through the Son and in the Son. And because this is so, he has also taught that to him all power has been given in heaven and on earth. In that prayer it is said, Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And we have shown from the Word that the Father's name is the Lord's divine human, and that the kingdom of the Father comes when the Lord is approached directly, and it does not come at all when God the Father is approached directly. For this reason, too, the Lord commanded his disciples to preach the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God is this very thing. We showed them still further from the Word that the Lord came into the world not only in order that angels and men might be redeemed, but also that through him and in him they might be made one with God the Father. In concluding, we informed them that at this day the Lord is establishing a new church, which is meant by the New Jerusalem in the Apocalypse, in which there will be, as in heaven, the worship of the Lord alone, and that thus everything which is contained in the Lord's Prayer from beginning to end will be fulfilled. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.